Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, held out a loving hand.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, an award-winning book. I encourage you to go to Amazon and find it and buy it. You won't put it on your shelf. You'll read it and leave it, keep it handy. John, thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks. You know, I thought for the first time ever in 16 years you were going to miss getting Texas music on.
Oh, no,
but
man.
You made it.
No, we got lots of Texas music. We'd never do that to you. John's in San Antonio, by the way, folks, if you didn't know that. The 42-mile-wide city.
Yeah, right.
Maybe 45 by now. So Awake at 2 o'clock, the number 2.com is his blog. JohnFDeaney.com is the website, D-I-N-I. You'll thank me later when you check out his stuff. So, John, we're talking about you're recommending an article in your blog, which folks can check out.
Right.
Talk to your competitors. And, you know, I think back on my relationship with competitors. I've got competitors now in my business. And, you know, we talk. And, you know, I've actually created some competitors. Can you believe that? I mean, I've had people call me and say, can you believe this? People would call me and say, hey, Jim, help me get into the radio business. And I'd say, and my first thought was, sure, let me create another competitor. Please, come on over. Let me have some more of that, right? But I would do it but of course, if I really loved them, I would say run away. But I helped. I've helped a lot of people become so-called competitors. And here's what's funny. Then I help them get their radio program started. Then they tell me, help me find some sponsors.
No, and that's a little too
And close. I said, I'll tell you what, when I find two, I'll give you one, right?
Right.
But I've done it. I've helped people with that. And that's another thing. You know, you mentioned earlier about how you deal with people. You learn who you can trust and who you can't trust, don't you?
Sure.
And you can only do that if you interplay with them, if you have some relationship with them.
And like you said about competition, there are good competitors. There are competitors that play the game right. There are competitors that are ethical. There's nothing wrong with sitting down and talking to them. The problem is when you don't know anything about the competitor and you start painting them as bad guys without even knowing.
Right. Right. Well, and
you know, that's like the gas station story I had in there. I had two gas stations across the street by my office a couple weeks ago, and they both closed down on the same day to install new equipment.
Wow.
They just talked to each other. One of them could have done a bunch of business, then the other one could have done a bunch of business.
Right, right. Well, yeah, exactly. You're right about that. And you know, when you talk to someone, yeah, how many times especially in a smaller market, your competitor today could be your acquirer in 10 years or who you acquire in 10 years.
Right.
And it's just because you've gotten to know each other and you can have conversations, you know, in situations like that. You can have those how do you think customers feel about competitors talking to each other? And I'm not talking about worrying about the pricing. And
the good customers don't worry. It's only the customers that are trying to play you off against each other that worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else?
Your point was excellent, Jim. You know, we've talked many, many times on your show about the boomers and the aging of the business owner class in the United States. Getting friendly with a younger competitor may be an excellent exit strategy.
Yep. Because if you did get connected to them, you know, maybe at the who knows, at the right time they may show up and say, hey, how long are you going to do this?
Sure.
Have you ever thought about moving out? You know, moving on out.
Well, as we say in our industry, sooner or later every owner leaves his or her business.
Head first or feet first.
Right. You can plan it, or it can be a surprise.
One way or the other, you're going to leave. You're going to unlock your door for the last time, and maybe you'll get to lock it back. Maybe not.
And for a lot of small companies, the competitor is an excellent market for selling your business. They understand your business.
It really should be your first, other than employees, it should be your first option, shouldn't it?
In many cases, yes. in many cases, you know, the fantasy that I'm just going to hand it to a broker. You know, brokers only sell 1 out of 5 businesses that they list.
Mm-hmm.
Saying I'm going to hand it to a broker and he's going to find somebody with a pocket deep enough to fund my retirement is not a great strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part. It certainly is part of the strategy that you've developed in. I know in your programs that your business selling and acquiring work that you've done, John, over the years.
Right. I don't broker anymore, but boy, yeah. I do a lot of exit planning with clients.
JohnFDeeney.com, D-I-N-I, JohnFDeeney.com. Awake at 2 o'clock. The number 2. Awake at 2 o'clock is his blog. Hunting in a Farmer's World is his book. What else? I don't know. What else can I do for you, John?
I don't know. You're pitching me in up, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Tax returns on the side. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Okay. We always appreciate you being here.
Thanks a lot,
John
Jim.
Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.